What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, December 17th, 2019, 1 week away from Christmas Eve. So if you haven't gotten your Christmas shopping done, you need to get that done, especially if you're going to be sending stuff through the mail. And we've already had one case where we made an online order with the assurance it would be there for Christmas. And now we're finding out, well, there's been a bit of a supply chain problem. And you know, the kids aren't going to get their toys until a little bit after Christmas, but golly gee whiz, we're going to give you a discount on your next purchase from our company, which is not likely to happen. Anyway, and yes, we could have gone and should have gone a little bit sooner to get all this stuff done. But when somebody says, we'll make sure it's there for Christmas, you know, you kind of want to take them at their word. So at this point, I'm feeling kind of like, there's a lot of grinchiness out there. A lot of people are attacking Christmas. And again, living in Santa Claus, Indiana, they take Christmas here very spectacularly. They've got their Festival of Lights going on here in Christmas Lake Village, which turned out to be a huge success because the entry fee, if you will, for outside cars to come on through and admire all of the lights is some canned food for disadvantaged in this part of the state. And they had something like 1,000 cars last Saturday night, and they're expecting an even larger crowd this coming Saturday night. Anyway, it did snow this morning. It's already melted, but it was kind of interesting to see. And yeah, we're definitely getting into winter here, and it is getting cold. But for the moment, the snow has gone away, and so it's safe to drive. All right, so let's get on into it here. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and your opinions, and so forth and so on. So let's get right on into it. I'm watching the feed from the House committee, and right now they're going through this process of trying to define the rules for impeachment. And it's a study in foregone conclusion. I mean, we're hearing that Pelosi does have the votes to send the articles of impeachment on to the Senate. But they're still trying to control the rules. I mean, remember when Adam Schiff was saying the GOP could not call witnesses, the GOP could not cross-examine any of these so-called witnesses that were presented during the impeachment investigation, which turned out not to actually be witnesses to any wrongdoing, but merely political analysts with their opinion that if thus and such really did happen, that would be impeachable. And they're still trying to sell it. The polls are showing they're not really getting a lot of traction. People are getting fed up with this whole situation here. And again, you know, I'm not the Trump fan I used to be. I'm very disappointed in him. But, okay, I am appalled at the way the Democrats have been behaving ever since Trump got elected back in 2016, where they've just been out to get him, get him, get him, just because they don't like him. It's like the first article of impeachment is he defeated Hillary Clinton. That cannot be allowed to stand. Do you hear me? So apparently Charles Schumer is already over there trying to lobby the Senate as to how they should be running the Senate trial. And of course, it's not Schumer's place. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tore into Schumer and the Democrats for requesting that the Senate trial involving President Trump's impeachment be run under a different set of rules. And basically, Mitch McConnell is saying, we're going to get through this really quick. We're just judge and jury to hear a trial, not rerun the entire fact-finding investigation because angry partisans rush sloppily through it. See, the Democrats in the House are now realizing they botched this. They didn't really find anything. And the public reaction to their behavior is very negative. Apparently, a lot of first-time House representatives, they're already out starting their campaign for re-election next year. They're being confronted by their constituents saying this stuff is nonsense, and it's got to go away. So Schumer wants to turn the Senate trial into a regurgitation, if you will, of everything that they have accused Trump of, but have no proof for it whatsoever. And Mitch McConnell is saying, no, we're going to run the vote through the Senate. More than likely, they're going to acquit, barring an unexpected surprise. And that will be the end of it. But the Democrats are still out there. They're already talking about finding other reasons to impeach. The House Judiciary Committee's already come out with a supplementary report accusing Trump of fraud and wire fraud and bribery, and saying this guy should be in jail for the next 20 years. They're just dogpiling on him here. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, it's interesting because back when it was Bill Clinton who was being impeached, Chuck Schumer opposed any witness testimony, but now he's demanding it in the case of the Senate trial of Trump. So when they talk about, you know, we need to debate the rules, what they want to do is change the rules to give themselves an advantage, or at least an imagined advantage here. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has pulled the rug out from impeachment article number 2, the obstruction of Congress. And the Supreme Court has agreed to hear 3 cases that involves the executive office refusing to cooperate with the congressional subpoenas. And the mere fact that they decided to hear the case shows the potential for resounding support by the Supreme Court of the president's claims that he need not comply, and sets the basis for yet another element of support, proving the basis that these subpoenas were a fishing expedition. The House of Representatives didn't really have anything. They're just out there saying, you know, well, by golly, we're going to keep on digging until we find something. So the Supreme Court is already out there saying, you know, Trump may have been in the right to refuse these subpoenas. For one thing, it's a violation of the separation of powers doctrine. So the second article of impeachment, obstruction of Congress, is already on very shaky legs, and already the Democrats are out there saying, well, what do you expect from a Supreme Court that's loaded up with conservatives, and they're all Trump supporters, and really, you know, we shouldn't be listening to them anyway. And again, you know, we're supposed to have 3 separate but equal, emphasis on separate, branches of government. And here we have the Congress trying to basically take control of the executive branch, because if they pull this off, if they kick Trump out of office for not going along with what Congress wanted to do, then future presidents are going to be completely hamstrung. They're going to sit in that Oval Office. They're going to make a lot of speeches. They're going to get on out and, you know, look presidential. But they'll be afraid to veto legislation lest the Congress say, oh, well, he's not working with us, you know, impeach the guy. And the same thing here with the Supreme Court. They're already out there trying to basically discredit the Supreme Court. Of course, they've been doing that going all the way back to the Kavanaugh hearings. So, again, the House Judiciary Committee has released a 169 report in the dead of night, last night, alleging Trump committed criminal acts, including bribery and wire fraud, and say that he needs to go to jail for 20 years. I mean, they are not letting go on this. They are not letting go. And it's already showing indications this is definitely going to backfire on them next year. Because you have yet another Democrat has decided to change parties over this whole situation. And again, you're getting all these first-time freshman representatives who are very concerned about being reelected next year. And they're hearing it from their constituents. Everybody's sick and tired of the circus. And so they're still out there, you know, saying, well, we've got to set some rules, by which, again, they want to change the rules to give themselves the advantage. And all you need to do is look how Adam Schiff set the rules of the House impeachment inquiry, where they could call all kinds of people with no direct knowledge of Trump's actions, put them up there to testify as if they knew what they were talking about, and then block all GOP efforts for cross-examination or counter witnesses. And if Schumer is able to work his will, he's going to do exactly the same thing to the Senate. So anyway, apparently the former FBI general counsel, James Baker, said Monday that he felt distressed after reading the IG report laying out the significant errors and omissions in the Bureau's applications to surveil former Trump campaign aide Carter Page. Everybody's focusing on Carter Page, but we now know there were at least four different members of the Trump campaign that were being spied on by the FBI. And apparently Baker was interviewed on CNN and basically went even further than former FBI Director James Comey, who said, well, you know, there's no bias or anything here. It's just sloppy work, you know. And Comey has now backed off his claim that the FISA process was followed. He was being interviewed by Chris Wallace, and Comey said, well, I guess I was wrong to say the FISA process was followed. No, it wasn't. The whole thing was a joke from beginning to end, starting with that bogus Christopher Steele dossier. This whole thing was just made up out of thin air. Now, the latest polls are showing the majority of Americans believe it's the FBI that broke the law investigating the Trump campaign. And there's a new Rasmussen poll shows voters are favoring jail and firing for all the FBI officials who targeted Trump. The Democrats have only succeeded in making Trump into a sympathetic character. And by the way, even if the Senate ejects Trump from office, there's no law that says he can't come back and campaign again next year to run again. Frankly, the Republicans don't have anybody to run in his place. The Democrats don't have anybody. In fact, there are persistent rumors that Biden is going to step out of the presidential race because of the emerging scandal about Ukrainian corruption involving Hunter Biden. And so the Democrats don't have much of a lineup, which is why I'm convinced Hillary's going to step back on in. And we're going to have another Hillary-Trump contest. And Hillary, she's going to do whatever it takes to steal that White House this time. Just bring in the illegal immigrants, register them to vote Democratic, rig the voting machines, whatever it takes. All right, we're going to grab ourselves a phone call here. Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. This whole impeachment thing, you know, first it was Schiff, then it was Nadler, and now it's going to Schumer. So what does that tell you about the power in this country, you know? I mean, what do these three all have in common, you know? They're all Zionist Jews, Democrats, socialists.
Yes.
And, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to pick on Jewish people. I mean, I grew up with a lot of Jewish people, and I have a lot of Jewish friends to this day. But, I mean, you got to call a spade once in a while, too. I mean, they're very disproportionately powerful. And I think they're making a big mistake having them be the face of this impeachment to put, obstacles in the face of Trump and his populist rebellion. And I think what you saw in England and America, I mean, I remember back in the 80s, it was Margaret Thatcher and Reagan. And then, we always seemed to go lockstep with the trends. And I think this last election with Boris Johnson should really scare the hell out of the Democrats, because the reason Boris Johnson got elected is the working class labor voters said, you know, we wanted Brexit. And we're going with Boris Johnson to get it. And labor, even though they're lifelong labor people, labor party members, you know, the labor just was an obstacle to what the people wanted. And it's the same way with Trump. The Democrats are being an obstacle to what Trump was elected to do, which was drain the swamp and make America great again. And they're making a huge tactical mistake. I've said it all along with this impeachment. And I think that they're going to pay a huge price. But at the same time, they're not going to compromise. They've already been obstinate with Trump. They can't, backtrack. They're stuck. And
yes.
It's really going to, they're going to pay a heavy price unless there's some kind of false flag or some kind of invented other scandal that, I don't know. But I think they're really dead men walking in this election. I don't care who it is. And I don't care. I don't think they can cheat their way out of it, because you can cheat. It's like in football or boxing or whatever. They can cheat and they can fudge a little bit, but when it's an overwhelmingly the team gets their ass kicked overwhelmingly, they can't. The refs can't pull it out even for them. And I think that's what's going to happen in this election. But there's another thing I wanted to. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say. Well, I mean, certainly the corporate media. Is on the side of the pro-impeachment people, and everything that's coming on out is being spun by the corporate media. And people who are actually watching the hearings and paying attention to what's going on, they realize this is a sham. But people who are relying on MSNBC and CNN and Fox News and the rest to tell them what to think, they're convinced that Trump needs to go. I mean, that's how completely out of control the situation is. And I would love to see next year's election in the United States go the same way that the British general election went, which was that the liberal socialists get their clocks cleaned and the House is returned to GOP control.
Well, you know, the Labour Party in Britain and the Democrat Party in America used to be for the working man. That's what the Labor Party was. And the Democrats were with Roosevelt, the New Deal, and labor unions, and they turned their backs on labor. I mean, with Obama and Biden and the Clintons with NAFTA and doing away with coal and putting workers, they became the party of gay rights and feminism and abortion and all these like fringe things, and they forgot where their roots are. And Trump was smart enough to come along and like Reagan did, and get those Reagan Democrats and those working men. And the same thing happened in England. And the Democrats are going to, you know, all they're going to be are a bunch of, you know, women type parties, and I don't know, it's politically correct people and people like AOC. They don't have much of a future, and I don't think they can come back. That's the problem. I don't think they can come back to labor now. I think labor is just finished with them, because they come up with these. You know, I've been like kind of active talking to a lot of Democrats, and they don't really care about labor anymore. They made the decision they'd play identity politics, and they didn't like labor anyway because we had old fashioned ideas, you know, and we limited their craziness, and that's what they're paying a price for. That, you know, it's the truth. It's sad that labor needs as much voice as they can get, you know.
If we could guarantee that next year's election was going to be fair and honest and above board, and that non-citizens would not be allowed to vote, I would expect it to be a GOP sweep, because the Democrats have definitely hoisted with their own petard over this impeachment nonsense. The problem is, we saw it in 2016, Hillary and the DNC, they literally rigged the primaries to hand the nomination to Hillary Clinton. You know, Bernie Sanders was definitely much more popular, but then they came in with all these, you know, the so-called superdelegates. And then when it looked like Hillary couldn't even cheat that way, they started talking about, well, you know, we're going to have to convince the Electoral College, you know, to go with the popular vote, which is generally what they do, but not always. And we're seeing it again with this impeachment thing. The rules aren't really working for what the agenda wants, so let's just change the rules. That's like being in Las Vegas and demanding that blackjack now pay off on 22. And, you know, then you wind up owning the strip. But I think most people understand, when you're talking about changing the rules to make it easier for you to win, that's just another name for cheating. And that's exactly what the Democrats are doing, and I think most Americans are smart enough to realize that.
Well, if they cheat the progressives again, they're going to have a complete civil war on their hand. I mean, it was bad enough what they did to Bernie last time. And if they do that to the progressives again, I mean, that's their wing now. I mean, this whole impeachment is a progressive-driven agenda item, and they're doing it to appease the hardcore left and the progressives. So I don't know. I mean, I think they've gone too far to the left, and I don't think they can come back, which is a good thing.
I agree. I absolutely agree. Joe, stay on the line. I'm going to take you through the commercial break, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Ugh! Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And over here at Republic Broadcasting, we've all been good little girls and boys this year. And so if you would, out of your own generosity, like to add something to our collective Christmas stocking, the postal address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Now that I live in Indiana, I ought to actually drive down there one of these days. If you would like to make a credit or debit card donation, the number is 800-724-2719, extension 3 during business hours, extension 1 at all other times. All right, so we're talking with Joe in Tennessee, and we're talking about impeachment. And we're talking about how the Democrats may be shooting themselves in the foot, or maybe they're so confident they can steal the election next year, they simply don't care what you think about them any longer. But the polls are definitely showing a very negative public reaction to this obviously ginned up attempt to undo the election of 2016, get rid of Donald Trump, and clear the decks for the reemergence of Hillary Clinton. And so I can imagine people are getting angry. Now, I know, Joe, that you mentioned that if they kick Trump out, it could trigger a civil war. I would not like to see that, but I understand a lot of people are getting very angry. I'm understanding that there's talk of a new civil war starting over in Virginia because the Democrats have pushed too hard and too fast on the gun issue. And apparently some of the county governments in Virginia are starting to literally organize their own militias. So things are getting very, very tense out there. And the Democrats could literally rip this country apart if they keep pushing on this impeachment situation. And all because of this one bitter old lady. She is an old lady. Forget about all the plastic surgery she's had in the last couple of years. She's a bitter old lady who can't get over the fact that the American voters just didn't like her. And no, my concern is if she succeeds in stealing the election next year, she's going to find some way to exert her revenge on the American people. Because she's going to feel they betrayed her in 2016, and she's going to find some way to put the screws to every single American citizen, especially if you're a Republican.
Well, I really think she's finished personally, but I may, you know, we'll see. But, you know, the thing about this impeachment is that when you railroad somebody and you try to frame somebody, it works. It works if you do it at night. You know, it works if you do it in back rooms. But, you know, the thing that the Democrats don't realize is this is on TV, and it's not just, it's being shown live. It's not, they can't just spin it in their newsroom. They're people, they're Republicans. They're talking directly to the American people, and especially when they have such a flimsy case. So the longer this goes on, if it goes to a Senate trial, Trump has done nothing wrong. He's going to destroy their case. And they're going to, it's not going to be coming through a talking head. It's going to be coming through his representatives or Mitch McConnell or Lindsey Graham. So they made a big mistake in trying to railroad a man for crime he didn't commit and being done at night, like wide open for everybody. That's their big error in this. They don't seem to understand. Maybe they're just smoking their own dope and believe that Trump is this horrible anti-constitutional lunatic, you know, whatever. But I mean, you know, they can see Trump committing all these crimes, but Joe Biden is sitting there on video committing a crime, you know, when he talked about his, you know, the getting rid of the prosecutor in Ukraine. That's cut and dry right there. But no,
yeah, that's a quid pro quo right there. And you're right. Nobody's talking about that. Certainly not in the corporate media. And it's like we're seeing all this corruption that's taking place all across the entire government, but they're trying to basically say, oh, the only real corrupt individual is President Donald Trump. And if he has committed an act of corruption, it's like child's play compared to what we've seen come out of the Bushes and the Clintons and so forth and so on. And as far as the Senate not removing Trump, well, we don't know whoever's behind all of this, what they may have on the sitting senators. Again, we don't know how many people fell in to Jeffrey Epstein's honey trap and who wound up with all of that data. And I think this all goes back to Hillary Clinton. And the Clintons have got the juice to really call the shots for much of the government because they know where all the dead bodies are and they know how they got to be dead bodies. And so I think that's definitely something we need to keep in mind. I'm not willing to place any bets that Trump is going to be able to hang on to his office simply because, you know, the people who are working against him, they're willing to do anything, emphasis on anything, to get him out of that Oval Office. Now, Fox News just ran this story where right now polls are showing that Trump is leading every single Democratic candidate in the race for the White House. He polls higher than Biden, polls higher than Warren, polls way higher than the others that are in that field. And so basically what they're telling us is in a country with fair elections, okay, Trump is going to win re-election. The problem is the Democrats aren't interested in fair and honest anything. They want to win at all costs. Okay, Joe, we're going to let you go here, take another break for commercials. We got another caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And of course, our holiday bump music comes to us courtesy of Claire Rivero and her album, Christmas Without Borders, which is sort of a reimagining, if you will, of Christmas music from around the world. And there is an ad on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com that will take you over to where you can listen to more samples of the music from the album. And if you are so motivated, you can actually buy and download the music there. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I wanted to tell you, that was very pretty music coming into that. I like that. That was pretty cool.
That's Carol of the Bells, and that actually is one of the most popular tracks off that album.
Cool. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about impeachment today. My question is, at what point is somebody actually going to stand up and go, hey, this is all fruit of the poison tree. This investigation was, or all of this was illegitimate at the start of all of this.
Well, we're getting a lot of people who are hemming and hawing about it. I mean, Chris Wallace put Comey on the spot here. And the issue is right now, the deep state's only defense for what they have done is to say there was no malice intended. There's an absence of malice. We were just stupid, bumbling incompetence, which to me, that's grounds to fire them all anyway. But I think more and more people are standing up and saying, yeah, this is all fruit of the poison tree, as you put it. And I think that's why the polls are shifting so dramatically against the impeachment, against Democrats in general.
There was another thing that I wanted to mention. Joe, he said something that was kind of where I wanted to go with this. But after Brexit, or that last election, I think it was this week or last week, with Boris, is that his name? Johnson? I think that's his name.
Yes.
I forget who they are. Yeah. A lot of people in England are going around, you know, saying, hey, the only thing that could stop this is martial law. Well, I look at the Labor Party over there, and I look at the Democrat Party here in the United States. That is one of the major final cards that they could pull here.
Yes.
To stop. I mean, I know they want civil unrest and they want a civil war in this country anyway, but I do feel like we're not out of the woods yet here. I do feel like they're going to, I feel like we are in the season of false flags. We are in the season of them trying to pull something like that. And I just want people to be diligent and keep their eyes open. You know, if you see something, hey, try to catch it on your phone, or, you know, and send it in to you, or send it into whatever talk radio they can, just to put the spotlight on saying, hey, see, here's another reason, or, you know, here's the thing, what's really going on. But I don't know how you feel on that. Like, I don't know if you feel we're in the season of false flags, or that could possibly be one of the last cards that they could pull.
Well, I'm looking at what happened in 2016 when Hillary lost, and all of her supporters just went rioting in the streets and causing a lot of damage, and it didn't help their public image to do that. And as I said earlier in the program, I don't want to see a civil war come to this country, okay? But on the other hand, I think a civil war would be a bad idea for the Democrats, because it's mostly us conservatives who have military training and all the weapons, and the liberals are still trying to figure out which bathroom to use. So we have the advantage.
Absolutely, I agree with you. That's all I wanted. Oh, there was the other thing that I wanted to say was a couple weeks ago, well, as this impeachment stuff started, there's been a couple Democrats that have approached the leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, and was trying to convince him not to have a trial, because we're having the trial in the House. See, we proved this, you know, we proved Trump to be, you know, have high crimes and misdemeanors here, although they have it. But they had went to Mitch McConnell trying not to have a trial in the Senate. So, I mean, this following the rules, they ain't following the rules. And this is why I call this illegitimate.
It's reached the point where the FISA court itself is slamming the FBI for their behavior in the Carter Page FISA application. And now they're saying they're worried about other warrants that were sought by the Obama administration. And so the FISA court is starting to go back and take a look at all of that paperwork themselves to see if there are more irregularities. And I think they're definitely going to find it.
Oh, absolutely. And I've always said this. The buck stops with Obama, but I don't know if they're really going to go that high up. I mean, I really believe he's the one that gave the orders out.
I think that Obama was just doing what Hillary told him to do. I mean, have you seen his latest thing? He's out there saying that the women are just naturally superior leaders and men just ought to get out of their way and let them run the country. Well, if that isn't telegraphing the fact that Hillary's going to step into this contest, I don't know what will.
I agree with that. Well, Mr. Mike, you have a great and awesome day, and stay warm, and give Miss Claire the best.
I certainly will. Thank you very much. And we're going to switch over to Bruce in Texas. Aloha, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello. Aloha, Mike. I mean, Bruce. Mike. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Hello?
I'm Mike.
Yeah.
All right, better be. I'm wearing his underwear.
Did you ever get those Arctic boots I suggested?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, and they're almost too warm to use at this particular part of the season, but I'm sure I will be using them. Claire, as part of, as a Christmas gift to me, has ordered me some of these UGG boots that she's in love with. And we're going to get all wrapped up and warm and roasty-toasty, and thankfully energy prices in this part of the country are very low, so we're able to keep the house reasonably warm, not Hawaii tropic warm, but we're able to keep it warm and not have to fret about it too much.
All right, good. Yeah, those things are good. They're not too beautiful, but they're good in case you have to do something outside, you know.
I don't worry about beautiful. I really don't, especially in the dead of winter. Functionality, and so many people, our listeners around this part of the country, have been very generous sending us winter clothing, and somebody sent us these two very, very heavy jackets, and we almost started wearing those earlier today, because the jackets we have been using just aren't quite keeping the wind chill out.
Okay, that was very beautiful music that you played there from Claire's album.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. And maybe some antifreeze would help, like some eggnog.
we're going to be doing that definitely on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and we're definitely going to clean out the radiators.
Okay, good.
So to
speak. All right, so I can move on. Let the next caller come in. I got this from Russia Insider, which is I guess source from Checkpoint Asia. U.S. Senate to consider bill designating Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. Have you heard of that one?
Yeah, that came out last week, and it's just another way of trying to provoke Putin to justify additional sanctions. And, you know, my response to that is, look who's talking. I mean, we're talking about the U.S. government, which we now know was training and supporting Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and who knows who all else in the jihadi community, and they're out there pointing fingers and saying, no, it's Russia that is a state sponsor of terror, you know, because we're sponsoring freedom fighters here, and, you know, it really is a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, have you heard of the Moriartys? I think they're based somewhere around Houston. They were in Libya during the overthrow. During the Hillary Clinton Obama NATO overthrow. Yeah. And he made mention that for people who don't know, they were running an oil services company there. And they had a very good experience in Libya up until the point of the overthrow.
Yes.
And he said that Daesh was NATO sponsored. And they were the ones that were really the bad guys. And someone who poked his nose into the alternative media, he pointed him out as a real bad guy, as a point guy from the State Department. I don't know if you want me to bring up his name. He doesn't. He just wrote a few articles, but I noticed that he was trying to poke his way into the alt media, like they do. But state sponsor of terrorism. I mean, that's the biggest joke I've heard. I mean, it's just. They're mad because Russia's blocking ISIS in Syria. They launched warplanes when Israel was going to bomb targets in Syria, and so Israel had to turn around. And of course, you know, the issue with the Ukraine and Crimea and all that. But I just wanted to bring up that topic just to see if you heard of it or not.
Oh, yeah, I heard of it. We talked about it last week. And again, it's complete and utter nonsense for the United States to be pointing fingers at anybody else. What's that old saying? People who live in glass houses shouldn't be throwing stones, or let he who is without sin cast the first stone, or whatever metaphor you wish to use. The United States does not have the moral authority to go around saying that this or that other country is a state sponsor of terror after everything that the U.S. government has been exposed as doing.
Yeah, well, remember how they used to say peace on earth, goodwill to men, whatever happened to all that, you know?
I don't know, but we're trying to bring it back this this holiday season here, because we could certainly use that peace on earth. And there is a dearth of goodwill, unfortunately, in the major cities and the Democratic centers in this country. Now, again, around here, around this part of Indiana, people are very pleasant. They're very helpful. They're very friendly. And I may not be enjoying the winter so much, but I'm definitely enjoying the people. Along with the wildlife, I'm having fun with my cameras.
Great. Okay. Well, it's nice talking to you, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go, and hopefully you'll have a Merry Christmas or a Happy Hanukkah or a Happy Kwanzaa or whatever else is out there. Okay, the phone lines are now open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to our domestic political situation, former CIA officer and counterintelligence expert Kevin Shipp is saying that former Obama administration Attorney General Eric Holder gave a big deep state panic signal when he wrote in an op-ed last week in the Washington Post trashing the current Attorney General William Barr and his top prosecutor John Durham. And we're already starting to see William Barr is sort of backing away from Horowitz's report and saying, I'm not sure I agree with it. And Durham appears to be trying to do a serious job, a big criminal investigation into the start of this whole Russiagate nonsense, which we now know was a complete fiction. They started with that Christopher Steele dossier that was all bought and paid for by the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. It was made up out of thin air. And then they leak it to the media, and they leak it and say, oh, look what Trump was caught doing over there in Moscow. We've got to do something. He's obviously a Russian pawn. And have you noticed that something the Democrats fall back on? Anybody who doesn't agree with them, you're obviously a Russian asset. You're working for Vladimir Putin if you don't agree with us. Well, I don't agree with the liberal Democrats, but I have yet to get a check from Vladimir Putin, just so that we're clear on that one. So anyway, former CIA officer Kevin Shipp is out there saying that he's reading the situation, that the deep state is clearly running scared. And I imagine the fear is predicated on a very simple fact. If anybody comes out with any indictments against any of these FBI agents or CIA agents or NSA or whoever, the first one to cut a deal is going to get, the best treatment by the prosecutors. And so everybody else is saying, who around me might break ranks? And so right now, they're all dependent on everybody marching in lockstep and sticking to the official story. But the official story is starting to come apart. So they got to be getting very, very nervous. Apparently, yet another loser from 2016, Carly Fiorina, is out there saying it's vital that Trump be impeached. She's not exactly saying why. Now, Carly Fiorina rose to fame as CEO of Hewlett-Packard and oversaw its transition from one of the companies producing the best equipment you could get into value-engineered junk. And we actually, when we started our animation shop, because of my previous positive experience with Hewlett-Packard equipment, invested in a lot of HP equipment, and it was all junk. We had these CD-ROM burners that were good for maybe 2 weeks. That's how bad it was, because they were being made in Hungary. This is not exactly known as a center of technological development. So then she left Hewlett-Packard, and she got into politics, and she ran for president in 2016 and got seriously, seriously trounced. All right, over at Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton is out there saying that this IG report shows that President Trump is the crime victim. And Tom Fitton is out there saying this vicious impeachment assault on our republic can be stopped. Judicial Watch is also pushing forward on the Awan Brothers House IT scandal. Remember the other day when the Department of Justice said, oh, we can't give you the documents that you requested. We've had a systems failure, and all of that stuff is gone. And we've heard that one before, back when the Chinagate scandal broke during the first Clinton term in office, and Congress was trying to investigate, and the White House said, oh, our email server broke down and we weren't doing backups. In the good old days, you'd say the dog ate the file or the dog ate my homework. Today it's, oh, the computers broke down. And apparently a court date has been set on the Clinton emails. And Hillary is now out there trying to get the courts to basically seal up all of the documentation surrounding the period of time when she deleted all of those emails from her server. Anyway, it turns out Burisma, the natural gas company that we're going to take another break for commercials. More about Burisma after we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. join Mike on the air, call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. So we're talking about Burisma, which is this Ukrainian natural gas company, corrupt all over the place. It's caught up with Hunter Biden. And Joe Biden is out there trying to defend his son, saying, I know his character. He would never do anything wrong, which I'm sure is going to result in a great deal of laughter and ridicule. But apparently, Burisma also helped the Clinton campaign prior to the 2016 election. Apparently, they donated around $10 million under the table. It was all done in cash so that there wouldn't be a wire transfer record. So that's all starting to come on out. All right, so let's take a little side trip over here to Harvey Weinstein. And, you know, he went to court last week in this baggy suit and using a walker. And the judge even made a comment, said, your medical frailty is not going to cut you any slack with me. Then they went along with this deal where Weinstein and his associates settled. The insurance companies got stuck with paying the settlement. Weinstein and his associates don't have to admit wrongdoing. And miracle of miracles, I guess the little angel came down with the wand, hit him on the head, clang, because the very next day, he was spotted in a New York department store, ambling through the aisles without any assistance whatsoever, his family in tow. Now, in a new interview, Harvey is out there trying to regain his fame and his influence in Hollywood. I don't think that's going to happen, but he's out there trying. And Harvey is insisting he deserves credit for helping women. He said, I made more movies directed by women and about women than any other filmmaker. Out there trying to build pity for his tarnished legacy. All right, a little bit of news of concern. Paul Manafort, who is 70 years old, is in the hospital for what's being described as a cardiac event on the eve of his New York court date. Now, Paul's former deputy gets just 45 days in a week in jail after taking a plea deal. But apparently, Manafort was supposed to appear in court tomorrow, and the hearing's going to go on without him. But apparently, he's been recovering since Thursday, according to ABC. He's being guarded by prison officials. Gee, I wonder if he's going to hang himself the way Jeffrey Epstein did. All righty, let's get back to the Afghanistan papers here. And another article about that. The Afghanistan papers prove the U.S. invasion was built on lies, deceit, and confusion. And frankly, tell me any war the United States has been involved in where there wasn't lies and deceit and confusion to trick the American people into going along with it. It's just never happened. Truth is always the first casualty of war. Oh, and we've got to take a break for station identification. More about Afghanistan when we come back after these few words from our sponsors. So stay tuned. We've got lots to talk about.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.